I'm reading from 1 Corinthians 4:10, and in your pew Bibles, it's page 1014.
Let me stop you. It's 1 Chronicles 4:10.
I'm sorry.
Not Corinthians.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. 1 Chronicles 4:10.
And Jezebel called on Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. This is the word of God.
Good morning again. Let's start with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for your love. I ask now that you touch my lips and not one word leave them that is not from you. Thank you, in Jesus' name. We pray all the time, don't we? For meals, at church, before bed, before we eat, when we get up. What is prayer? I heard somebody mouth talking to God. Okay? Dictionary.com gives about 7 meanings here. It's a noun. Means a devout petition to God, and this just kills me, or an object of worship. A spiritual communion with God, or an object of worship. As in, and I like this, supplication, thanksgiving, adoration, or confession. The act or practice of praying to God or an object of worship. That little phrase. That's dictionary.com, secular world. A formula or sequence of words used in or appointed for praying, such as the Lord's Prayer. Prayers are a religious observance, either public or private, consisting wholly or mainly of prayer. That which is prayed for, or a petition or entreaty. Charles Spurgeon, famous preacher of last, I guess it was a century and a half ago, 1800s, dubbed it this: prayer is the slender nerve that moves the arm of omnipotence. Let me read that again. The slender nerve that moves the arm of omnipotence. That's a great description to me. We're beginning a series on prayer. It's going to last a while. It's going to 12 weeks. We're going to have different speakers. We've laid out the first month entirely. We're still working on months 2 and 3. It's the elders and the pastor working on it. And if when the new elders are voted in, because there was some of them that were, there was some new elders read, we want them to join us in our preparation. Now, why prayer? Why a series on prayer? Well, over the past year, this church has been kind of in a little bit of turmoil, upheaval. And as the elders were discussing what to do about it, we came back to, well, it's got to start with prayer. That's why prayer. We want to get a solid foundation to build from here. So we're going to discuss three different types of prayer. We're going to start and spend a month talking about personal prayer. And then we're going to spend a month talking about corporate prayer or group prayer. And then a month talking about intercessory prayer or praying for others. So the first month looks like this. We're going to start with the story of Jabez, or the prayer of Jabez, talking about God's leading. Followed by Mary's prayer of praise. And then Abram's prayer, and about questioning God, or wait and waiting on God. And then we're going to close the month with Jacob and Jesus and wrestling with God. That's the layout for the first month. I can't give you more because we don't have it yet. So with that premise, with that setting, start there. Let's get into the prayer of Jabez. It's in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Now, has anybody ever tried to read through Chronicles? You have? Good. Did you do well? Did you get through it? If you look at Chronicles, there's a lot of, and so-and-so begat so-and-so, and begat so-and-so, and the sons and daughters of so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so, and so-and-so, and so-and-so. They did a lot of sewing, yes. Kind of boring reading. You need to go to sleep? Open Chronicles. Put you there quick. But in the middle of this, chapter 4, the first 9 chapters are this, all this begats and whatnot, starting with Adam. Chapter 4 starts that way. And we read down through it, and the sons of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal, and it keeps going. Until we get down to verse 9. And verse 9, it doesn't say who begat. In fact, his name isn't even in the begat list. Verse 9 says, "Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers." Now what does that mean? He's more honorable than his brothers. What's honorable? What is that? He was better at what he did? He was closer to God? We don't know. It just says he was more honorable than his brothers. And you can do all the biblical research you want, and you will find 2 verses on this guy. They're right here. That's it. "And his mother called him his name, Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain." Jabez means he will cause pain. What a name. Would you like that name? All your life, they called your name Jabez, it reads in your mind, "He will cause pain." How terrible would that be? I know when we were thinking about naming Lydia, we batted names around for 9 months. We had some that we potentially were going to name our other 2 girls that we didn't use. that we looked at. Of course, this time we had two other individuals that wanted to have input on what they wanted her named. So we batted around for a while. Finally decided that Lydia Brielle was what worked for us. Brielle means Lion of God. That's why we chose the name. So we still, today, pick names because of what they mean, don't we? Jabez's mother, he will cause pain. What a curse, isn't it? Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, I'm going to pause there. At least he started right, right? He called on God. And it doesn't say in a time of crisis, it doesn't say because of anything, it just says he called on God. We can always call on God, can't we? And we should. Do you talk to God about everything? Or is it just when you need something? And he called on God of Israel, saying, Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Now, does that sound weird to anybody? I mean, when we pray, when we're in prayer, we pray for the people that are sick. We pray for those who are traveling. We pray for, you just look at the list. We pray for everything. But to specifically say, bless me, indeed, in the Hebrew, that indeed there says, bless me greatly. That sounds selfish, doesn't it? God, bless me greatly. But that can't be wrong, because it says Jabez was more honorable than all his brothers. And he prayed this prayer. So saying, God bless me, and bless me greatly. It's okay to pray. Puts us outside of our comfort zone, doesn't it? He continues, and enlarge my territory or my borders. I got ahead of myself. Got ahead of myself. Hold on, I'll come back to this. What does it look like when you say, God bless me? Does that mean God bless me in my work? God bless me with my vehicle. Bless me. It's got no qualifier, does it? That means we're not dictating to God, hey, bless me here or bless me there or bless me when I do this. No, it just says bless me. God, I'm yours. Bless me where you want to bless me. It takes us out of ourselves and puts us in God's court. It's up to Him where He blesses us. And where He blesses us greatly. He then continues, and enlarge my territory. Now, what does that mean, to enlarge a territory? Does that mean I want more land? Go ahead. Okay, sphere of influence. Increase, give me greater influence, okay? It's a good description. What does that look like? What's it look like? I mean, if I'm praying, God, enlarge my territory. Could be self-centered. Okay. But you've already prayed, God, bless me. Bless me and now enlarge my territory. Not for me. For you. There was a book written some time back by Bruce Wilkinson, titled The Prayer of Jabez. And he ascertains it looks like this. When you say, enlarge my territory, especially if you truly mean it, and you want it to be in ministry is where that is, he regularly talks to random strangers on planes. Regularly. And his line goes like this. He sits down, looks over, he's been talking to God, and he goes, what can I do for you? And they look at him like he's nuts. They go, what do you mean? He goes, well, I don't know. What can I do for you? And without fail, and he's done this hundreds of times, they spill their guts. This is what's going on with me. He's enlarging his territory by talking to anybody. How can I help you? Now, some people have asked him, well, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. I heard a thing with him. One lady said, well, I'm terrified that the lake of fire is going to burn me up, that I'm going to make a mistake. And he goes, you have your Bible? Well, yeah. And so they had a Bible study right there. And when he was done, she was just scared. 20 years of scared. She was fine. Now, that may not be a question that you can answer or something, but God's not going to send people to you that you can't help. If you ask God to send you people, he's going to send you people that you can help. Enlarging your territory. He continues that your hand would be with me. Now, this isn't, yeah, God, just put your hand on things. No, this is, I'm going to be, because you're enlarging my territory and I'm stepping out of my comfort zone repeatedly, over and over again, that I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know not what I'm going to do. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm on the edge of the cliff and I'm about to step off because you've got me. Your hands got to hold me. You've got to give me your power. Otherwise, I can't do it on my own. We do it on our own, we will fail. God, that your hand would be on me. Give me your power. And that you would keep me from evil. This one relates directly to the Lord's Prayer. Lord, keep us from temptation. This isn't keep us in temptation. Help us be okay in the midst of evil. That's not it. This is keep me away from evil. I don't want to go near it. God, keep me from evil. Protect me. You've already put your hand on me. You're blessing me. You're enlarging my territory. Your power is over me. Now protect me in this world that is blowing up around me. Then there's this interesting last phrase. And in the different versions, it reads a little differently. In the New King James, it reads, that I may not cause pain. In the King James, the New American Standard, and some others, it reads, that no pain may come upon me. Now, there's a different nuance there, isn't there? One of them is that nothing hurts me, which we don't want things to hurt us. But this prayer is not about being hurt, is it? It's about being out there for God. And you're going to protect me. That I may not cause pain. Just sends a different message, doesn't it? God, in whatever I do, whoever I help, whoever you send to me, let me not hurt them, even by accident. If there was ever a question at the beginning whether praying for yourself was right or not, bless me, enlarge my territory, all that selfishness that sounds like it's in the prayer, well, it's not really there because the last phrase in verse 10. What's it say? So God granted him what he requested. If it was a wrong prayer, God wouldn't have granted it. God granted what he requested. You know, Jabez means what again? My mind blanked for a second. He will cause pain. Wanted to get it wording right there. He will cause pain. He's been cursed by his mother. He will cause pain. He will cause pain. Every time, you know how many times we say our kids' names? Callie, Alina, come back here. Jabez! He will cause pain, he will cause pain, he will cause pain. Man. You know, Jabez was cursed by his name. There may be something on your life that is holding you back, that is in the way, that's been passed down to you from your parents, whether it's addictions, alcohol, drugs, whatever it is. It may be there. It may not, but it may be there. And God has, he granted Jabez's request, that I may not cause pain. You truly want out of it, pray the prayer of Jabez, that I will not cause pain. You can't help somebody else if you're drowning yourself. This prayer can reverse that curse in your life. that's there. It could be you're a workaholic. It could be you watch too much TV. It could be whatever. God can give you freedom from that. And God granted his request. Let's flip over to Jeremiah for a minute. Quick minute. Chapter 33. And verse 3. Jeremiah 33:3. If you've got it, I'd like to hear an amen. And it reads, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." What's it say? Call to me, and I will show you. God will answer us when we call on him. Matthew 7:7. You can turn there if you need to. Most of you can probably quote it. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. And it reads, "Ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you." But it starts with us asking, seeking. God granted his request. Our church has been in turmoil. We can point fingers wherever we want to point them. But are you pointing at you yet? The only way out is through prayer and God. Individually, we'll start there. We'll end up corporately, but individually. Preparing for this sermon, I came across a challenge that I'd like to challenge to you. If you truly want change in your life, you want to be that arm of God, pray the prayer of Jabez. Not just today. Not just tomorrow. My challenge is 30 days. 30 days, pray the prayer of Jabez. It's going to affect you. But if we're corporately doing it, it's going to affect us. We can't stay where we are if we pray this. But be prepared. The way this works is you pray that you want God to enlarge your territory. You're going to come to this wall called comfort. I'm comfortable here. But out there, that's not comfortable anymore. But guess what? When we enlarge our territory, we have to step through this wall. But God's got us. And that wall, and we'll work here for a little bit, and we'll get comforted, we'll get comfortable again, and we've got to step out again. Just constantly stepping out. individually and as a church, as we come together. Prayer binds us together. I can't recommend coming to prayer meeting enough. We pray together, we grow together. Again, my challenge, 30 days, the prayer of Jabez, 1 Corinthians 4:10, 1 Chronicles 4:10, I may not misquote that, 1 Chronicles 4:10. God, that you would bless me indeed, enlarge my territory, put your hand upon me. Keep me that I may not, no, not that I may not cause pain. Keep me from evil. Got to get those in the right order. That I may not cause pain. Let me say that again. God, bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. If you truly pray that and believe it, God will grant it in your life. 30 days. I'm taking it myself. Are you willing to take it? Let's bow our heads. Father, I thank you for Jabez, two little verses in the thousands that are in the Bible that show us a intimate way to talk to you personally. Father, bless us individually. Enlarge our territory. Keep your hand on us. Keep us from evil, that we may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, amen.